How much do you think about balancing learning and fun?
The thing about us is that we have structured programming each day, but we also have free play. And there are a lot of studies that show that free play is really important for creative development and, you know, decision making and those kinds of things. And part of it is that we want to make sure kids feel that this is a time when they are allowed to make their own decisions, and whether good or bad, they're learning from that, just giving you some free will and choice. And it's normally the first chance they have that opportunity to do something on their own without their parents. So it is kind of this like expansion of freedom and learning the responsibility of that freedom.
So it sounds like you see social emotional learning and soft skills as something that's important to develop.
Yes.
Too. Can you talk about that?
It doesn't take much to, like, you know, it sounds so hokey, but to change the world. But like, if you just start by smiling at people, being nicer to people, asking people how they're doing, and that includes adults doing that with children. Because I think if kids see that skill between adults, but also adults to kids, that we respect them, they'll probably respect us more.
What do you think would surprise people who think of Aspen
in
like a stereotypical rich town way about your kids and your families?
48% of our kids come from federal poverty level or below. And what that means is that in Pitkin County, the adjusted, there's a study that does this for every county in Colorado. For every county, they have a different number based on cost of living, health insurance, housing, daycare, depending on, you know, those things. And for a family of one parent and one child, I believe it's $63,717 puts you at federal poverty line. For two children and two adults, I believe it's $92,000 or $93,000. And we have 48% of our kids come from $65,000 or below. And they need what we do. Their parents have to work. They don't have the choice. And they need the support. Not everybody here has a ton of money. It's a wide variety of people. And also, just because a family has a ton of money doesn't mean that they don't need the support too in whatever way. Maybe a parent travels a lot, or maybe there's only one parent in the picture, so they still need that support system, other adults in their lives to, you know, fill those gaps. So people find that very surprising.